Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I should have started today's episode the way I started last week's episode because I sung this Michael Bublé thing. Sounds weird, but yeah. Well, I just sang a little bit at the beginning of last week's episode, and it could have definitely fitted this one as well. But today I have a very, very special announcement, which the title of this episode kind of already reveals, and it is that a new era has begun in my life. I have told you about the fact that I quit my job in order to pursue art and my creative endeavors. I don't know if I've said it this way, but that was basically the main motivation behind quitting my job. And I decided to start a new content format that is called Turning 32 because, and this is the first time I'm revealing my true age because I'll be turning 32 in September. So I thought, why not create something that sort of leads up to my birthday a couple of months in advance and just kind of shows what it's like to start over in your 30s. I mean, what better way to share that than to create a content format around it? And yeah, I'm very excited. I already released one sort of episode on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts where I talked about, you know, what's going on and how I'm feeling and so on and so forth. And in my first episode, which is quite short, and it's going live today when you hear this, I'm showing you a little bit of the beginning of a very important step in my career as an artist. So I'm very excited for that. And I want to talk a little bit about the motivation behind what I'm doing. I think we often see the end result of someone's process, and at least I wonder very often how they got to where they are. And I just figured that showing a little bit more of the process would be interesting and a little bit more real, because social media has become somewhat of the highlight reel, and people show what they think others want to see, and they show what they think others expect of them. At least it feels that way. So I would say that I'm trying to be very open-minded and real with this. What I've also noticed, for example, is that I often just don't film a lot because I'm not used to documenting things. And there is not much to document, to be honest. Like, I'm just at home mainly and reading a little bit and working on a very special new drawing. And I really hope that it just brings a little bit of normalcy to social media if you see someone, you know, living a slower life and not just a life where a lot of things happen. Because we still tend to compare ourselves to others, which is not healthy at all. And I really hope that bringing some authenticity to social media is going to help foster this notion of, you know, being real again and being social. So yeah, turning 32, why did I call it that way? I just figured it kind of emphasizes that being in your 30s is not a problem. And it's also not a problem if you want to make a career shift at this time. I mean, I started working quite late compared to other people because I studied and I had an unexpected health setback in between. So that sort of forced me to, you know, just study a bit longer than I had intended and start a little later working in design. Yeah, I'm just very excited to bring you a very authentic format, as I said, and I really hope that you enjoy it. I will definitely cover this in more depth in my podcast. Like, you'll get a little bit of the extra information that I don't show in the video, so definitely make sure to tune in. And I want to end this episode by saying thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. If you like this and if you want to know what happens, definitely stay tuned and subscribe to my podcast. You can also rate my podcast wherever you're listening, which helps a lot. And I will catch you next Sunday. Until then, bye.